TED Audio Collective.
Hey everyone, I'm Corey Hageum, TED's business curator, and this is TED Business. And for the next few episodes, I'm going to fill in for a regular host and share a few of the talks from 2021 that really changed the way I'm thinking about the world. So what does it mean to be a TED curator? We're the people who are out and about scouting for the most inspiring and impactful ideas to bring to our audience. We also work with speakers to help them develop their talk and get ready to deliver them on stage or on screen. I gotta be honest, it's a pretty sweet gig. Today, I'm gonna bring you a talk from our Countdown conference, which was in Scotland last year. It featured a whole slew of speakers who offered real solutions to our climate crisis. It actually made me feel really hopeful. We heard about solutions for problems in a wide range of industries, everything from aviation to shipping to agriculture, and also within investing. Money certainly is a driver of change and transformation, but can the investment community truly motivate the right outcomes, the ones we want and need? That's where this talk by Mealy Gilbert comes in. She's an investment professional who focuses on businesses that are trying to decarbonize, not just the businesses that already have. She addresses a common debate in green investing, whether to take your money away from dirty industries or to actively invest in the companies that want to change, but might need a ton of money to do it. That's coming up after the break.
This show is brought to you by Schwab. With Schwab investing themes, it's easy to invest in ideas you believe in, like artificial intelligence, big data, robotic revolution, and more. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy as is or customize the stocks in a theme to fit your goals. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
Canva! Add a little curiosity into your routine with TED Talks Daily, the podcast that brings you a new TED Talk every weekday. In less than 15 minutes a day, you'll go beyond the headlines and learn about the big ideas shaping your future. Coming up, how AI will change the way we communicate, how to be a better leader, and more. Listen to TED Talks Daily wherever you get your podcasts.
For the past two decades, I've been professionally managing assets for large financial institutions. But you know, this wasn't my plan when I first entered the workforce. I was a 20-year-old dreamer who wanted to change the world. And so at first, I entered a nonprofit. And this was where I started asking myself questions about how we attribute value to things as a society, and how capital affects our shared reality. And this was what made me want to enter the finance sector. And you know what? Still today, I believe that changing the markets can be a way to change the world. Today, among investors, there are a lot of questions about decarbonizing portfolios and how to achieve net zero. But when I think about the intersection of climate and capital, I'm always asking myself, what effect is this really having on the ground? because there could be a profound difference between investing just to protect your assets from the effects of climate change and actually investing to prevent those effects from coming about. You could imagine creating a portfolio that appears to be decarbonized on paper, but that doesn't have any real effect on the trajectory of climate. And I would argue that that type of risk management on paper will also one day prove to have been just an illusion. Because what the world really needs is real decarbonization. We need to decarbonize the old economy that we have and invest to create the new economy that we need. It needs to be an economy that emits no more than it can remove, and that does this in a way that is net positive for the planet and the people. Estimates suggest that it will cost $3 to $5 trillion a year between now and 2050 to achieve net zero. Just to give you an idea of how much that is, it would be like investing the entire GDP of Germany or Japan every year, annually, for 30 years. So financial capital has a huge role to play in our shared success or our shared failure. And achieving decarbonization in the world instead of just investment portfolios is going to require us to make some very big moves. First of all, we need to focus on innovative transformation across every sector, and then focus even deeper on the science-based transformations that are required within each industry so that every industry can become clean and future-proof. You know, nowadays there are some green or ESG portfolios that have been focused mostly on investing in low carbon sectors. But what I think we really need to do today is start focusing on heavy sectors like industrials, materials, and infrastructure, and use our capital to reward those companies that are really focused on deep decarbonization. Let me give you an example of what I mean. The cement sector emits about 8% of global greenhouse gases. And so a lot of low carbon funds will actually decrease their investments in cement and instead increase their holdings in low carbon companies, like, say, social media. But in one portfolio that I helped to oversee, one of the world's largest cement producers is actually our top emitting holding. But this company has committed to achieving a zero carbon production facility by 2030 and net zero firm-wide by 2050. Now, I know some of you may be asking, is this company greenwashing? Are they really going to be able to do that? Will they do it on time? But what I can tell you is that the company's already making significant investments towards these goals. And as shareholders, we're going to be long-term capital providers to stick with them and encourage them to achieve these goals along the way. In another portfolio that I helped to oversee, we're focused on investing in the innovations that make this kind of ambition possible, like investing in novel designs for the kilns that produce cement, which actually remove emissions at the most intensive point of production. Or like another technology that actually takes captured carbon and injects it into the cement in a way that also lowers costs. I think that these are the kinds of companies that we should be committing our capital to. And we need to get moving. Institutional investors like me will often wait for years and years for new strategies to be proven. But today, investors really need to start leaning into innovation and aggressively scaling the very best solutions that we can find. And it won't be hard to find them because the climate revolution is expected to make the industrial revolution and the information revolution pale by comparison. Okay, So secondly, in achieving all of this, the next thing that we need to do is realize that our goals, like poverty and climate, are actually interconnected. The climate transition actually offers an amazing opportunity to be accretive, both in terms of the economy and society, because of the very nature of the deep rebalance that we now have to go through. So climate change affects things like poverty, it affects health, biodiversity, our global connectedness. And all of these things affect climate change too. In fact, all 17 of the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals are interrelated and inseparable. So we need to start realizing that we can't solve any of these things in isolation. We need to align our decarbonization goals with our social goals to be able to achieve any of them at all. Next, we need to realize that our climate action cannot be localized. Greenhouse gases don't hover over any one country. Emissions anywhere means warming everywhere. So for us investors, we need to get over our home country biases that cause us to allocate capital often too close to where we live. In order to increase investments to emerging markets, we need to first realize that 2/3 of the remaining investments that need to be made to achieve the climate transition will need to be made outside of North America and Europe, whereas too much of our investments are being made here today. Increasing investments to emerging markets will mean advancing innovative structures like blended finance that can help to augment public-private partnerships and collaboration with development finance institutions. But you know what? I think that we're also going to have to make some behavioral changes within ourselves, like addressing our ambiguity bias that causes us to financially undervalue anything that seems foreign or complex. So I'm not as naive anymore as I was back when I was 20. But you know what? I still believe that changing the markets can be a way to change the world. Achieving the climate transition in a way that is just, global, and interconnected is the challenge of our times. And the finance sector has a critical role to play. But we need to do it in a way that is focused on serious, science-based solutions, not just in our investment portfolios, but out there in the real world. Thank you.
Support for TED Business comes from Odoo. What's Odoo? Well, Odoo is an all-in-one management software with apps for every business need. Odoo has apps for CRM, accounting, sales, HR, inventory, manufacturing, and everything in between. And they're all in one easy-to-use software. And the best part about Odoo? All Odoo apps are integrated, helping you get things done faster and more efficiently. So when you think about business, think Odoo. To learn more, visit odoo.com/TED Business. That's odoo.com/TED Business.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card. You can earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
So many of us don't want to support companies that harm our planet. But there are also some industries that are just hard to turn off. Building materials like cement and energy. We want these industries to transform, but it's tricky. Sometimes companies announce big headline-grabbing goals, like we're going to be net zero by 2030. But should we believe them? That's where investors like Neely come in. These investors are not just putting in their money and then sitting back and reading quarterly reports. They're engaged with companies, meeting regularly, measuring and evaluating progress against milestones, and digging into why progress is being made or falling short. Then they're making decisions about whether to continue their financial support or put their money elsewhere. What Neely is describing is what she and others do as active investors. But this sort of engagement can be difficult for the average person. But we do have some control over where our money goes, and it's helpful to understand how it's being invested, whether the people who manage our funds are being active or not. Investment funds that have sustainability or climate in their titles could have really different approaches. If you want to learn more, there's a ton of information available, actually. And if you swing by the websites of financial firms like Fidelity, Vanguard, and State Street, who, by the way, manage the majority of employee 401ks, you can easily find a fund's prospectus, which explains the investment strategy. This way, you can find out whether your money supports dirty industries, funds change, or goes towards companies that are ahead of the curve. So that's it for today. This episode was produced by Cosmic Standard with help from Asia Simpson and Eliza Smith, and fact-checked by Nicole Bodie. Our mixer is Sam Baer, and special thanks to Anna Phelan, Michelle Quint, and Colin Helms. I'm Corey Hageum, and I'll talk to you again next week.
Support for the show comes from Brooks Running. I'm so excited because I have been a runner, gosh, my entire adult life. And for as long as I can remember, I have run with Brooks running shoes. Now I'm running with a pair of Ghost 16s from Brooks. Incredibly lightweight shoes that have really soft cushioning. It feels just right when I'm hitting my running trail that's just out behind my house. You now can take your daily run in the better than ever Ghost 16. You can visit brooksrunning.com to learn more.